RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
And here's Des at 24 minutes to 8.
Yeah, a lot of good news about this morning, which is nice to say in sport. Because apart from the start of the long-delayed Euro 2020 Championships, we have Irish supporters who can attend test events in the Republic today. And that's a big plus as well. And there's great news in golf as well. This young Cavan woman is going to do something serious. She's really flying. Leona Maguire is the first round leader at the LPGA Medihill Championship in California. She had 9 birdies in a magnificent round of 7 under par 65.
It's a tough golf course. You really have to hit a lot of fairways, a lot of greens. I've been playing nice as of late. Things just haven't been quite clicking, and they clicked nicely this morning. Kind of, I suppose, first arriving, it felt like home. It's a lot of the same sort of style golf course, same weather as home. So got a nice feeling straight away when we arrived on Monday.
Obviously, tremendous amateur career coming from Duke University. I mean, number one in the amateur rankings. How has the transition been to professional golf been for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, there's been a few bumps here and there. Kind of finding my feet a little bit better this year. It was nice to sort of have half a season last year, technically still my rookie year, to kind of figure it out. Symmetra Tour was a tremendous help, just getting used to professional golf, travel, and getting used to making cuts and working your way up the leaderboard. So, yeah, getting sort of more comfortable every week. Was quite nice to be able to play with Sayong and Lydia today. Obviously watched them on TV for quite a while over the years. So to find myself in a pairing like that and play well is nice.
Yeah, she's flying. Seamus Parrish had a 1 under par round of 70 on the opening day of the Palmetto Championship, the last event before the men's US Open. Padraig Harrington is 2 over. Wes Roche leads on 7 under. Now, back to fans attending matches in the Republic again with a few significant test events today. In rugby, Leinster can have 1,200 supporters for their final game of the season at home to the Dragons. Munster travel to Zebre. In the League of Ireland, the Premier Division champions Shamrock Rovers will have 1,000 fans at their home game against Finn Harps. The other games there see Dundalk host Waterford and Bohemians travel to Derry City. In the First Division, Cork City are allowed 600 supporters in Turner's Cross for their game with Cabinteely. The league leaders Shelburne are away to Bray Wanderers. And as the Euros kick off with Italy hosting Turkey in Rome, that game's live on RTE2, all 11 host cities will have fans in the stadia. Capacities range from 22% to 50%. That could increase as the COVID situation evolves. We'll have extensive coverage of the tournament, of course, on RTE over the next month. The Irish women's hockey team continued their chase of qualification for the World Cup. They play England in the European Championships in Amsterdam this morning. It's live on the RTE player. It's men's semi-final day at the French Open tennis. We have the eagerly awaited clash of Rafa Nadal and Novak Djokovic. And Stefanos Tsitsipas of Greece plays Alexander Zverev. The women's singles final will be between two players who've never reached the final of a Grand Slam event before. Barbora Krejčíková of the Czech Republic takes on Russia's Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. Well, now to hurling, and we have set Donal Log Cusack a tough task today. Predict a winner in each of the Division 1 games this weekend, the last round of the league. Let's start with Antrim versus Laois.
Yes, good morning, Des. Last round of the league, and Antrim are on 3 points in Division 1B, as are Limerick in Division 1A. A trip to play in front of the West Belfast Ultras looks like the worst ending for Cheddar Plunkett's league experience. Wexford welcomed Dublin, and the Dubs could finish second or second last, depending on how it goes here. Either way, both teams are treading water. Wexford home advantage to shade it for them. Clare versus Kilkenny in Cusick Park sees the Cats as joint league champions, unless they play the Division 1A winners in a championship game in summer. Clare always fancy themselves against Kilkenny, especially in Innes. Another home win on the cards here. On Sunday, Cork hosts Galway, and after the phony war their U team had with Limerick last weekend, this will be an interesting test. Galway looked like Limerick light, and will offer another stern examination of the possibilities for Cork's game plan. Hopefully, the prospect of a first National Hurling League title since 1998 will see Cork go for this one, Cork to win. Tipperary travelled to Waterford and have drawn 2-1-2, but losing Bonner Maher may have the most impact for the summer. Waterford will have a similar sense of missing a limb without Tadhg De Burca. If Tip win, they could top the group depending on Galway's result. I expect nothing between the teams in this one. Finally, Westmeath take on champions Limerick. Westmeath, with a scoring difference of -89, play a team who just got their mojo back. It'll be a different Limerick to last weekend, but unfortunately for Westmeath, not a different result. So there we have it, Des. 5 rounds of hurling, a lot of analysis, much hot air about the state of the game, and as regards the championship form from this unusual league, it's a case of round up most of the usual suspects. Unless Cork or Kilkenny make a bolt from the chasing pack, it's hard to look past Limerick, Galway and Tip.
There you have it all summed up in one go. Thanks, Don Logan. Racing, Jessica Harrington's Real Appeal won the Ballycora Stakes at Leopardstown under Shane Foley. And we have 2 meetings this afternoon, Mary, at Clonmel and Fairy House.